This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
The Age's Michael Lynch joins us now. Thanks for coming on the show, Lynchy.
Yeah, how are you all?
Do you like the idea of a possible competition, a talent show from all the football clubs? We're asking them to offer up their best singer for a national sing-off, and we'll throw someone from FNR to join in and contribute as well. Do you have someone at the Age who really can stand up and without any backing sing away?
I'm really not sure about that. I do know whenever any player joins a new club, though, in the first away game, they generally make them sing, don't they, at dinner?
That's right.
I had to do it, actually, when I went on an away trip years ago with Melbourne Victory. They took myself and a chap called Grantley Bernard, who was at the Herald Sun in those days, covering football, and they brought us, sort of embedded us with the team to Jeju in South Korea.
And what did you sing?
Champions League game, and Grant Brebner was most insistent that myself and Grantley performed as per the tradition. Now, Grantley actually refused. I don't know why. I did Anarchy in the UK. So I was able to sort of belt out in Johnny Rotten style.
Oh, no.
And I do remember Matt Fascini, I think, videoed it.
So you're telling me that somewhere on YouTube there is a copy of you singing?
Well, I don't know, it's much, not so much singing, but, you know, belting out, I am the Antichrist, I am an Anarchist. Yeah, don't know what I want,
but
I want to destroy constantly. Yeah, that was my effort, anyhow.
My effort was Desperado.
Long
time
ago.
It
sums you up, then, doesn't it?
It does sum me up perfectly, correct. And do you know what? We won the talent quest, too. It was even scarier. Yeah. I did have some help, and the person who sang with me allowed me to do a Milli Vanilli. I carried the microphone so beautifully, they had no idea I wasn't singing. I was mum. And the other voice was just spectacular, and we won it by the length of Flemington Strait. It was just spectacular. Let's talk football. The singing to one side for the moment. What did you make of the two games overnight?
Well, the Champions League games.
Yep.
Sydney, I presume we talk about the Asian Champions League,
correct,
not the European Champions League.
No.
Look, Victory comprehensively spanked, really, weren't they? There's not much more to say. We're just getting used to it, seeing them going across and basically, you know, being beaten up most of the time when they go.
Is it a case of they haven't got a plan B? Is it a case of they haven't got a plan B, or the system that they use to beat everybody else up in the A League doesn't work?
Yeah, well, they're not beating everyone else up in the A League either, are they? They're third on the table. They're not ahead of Perth or Sydney. Look, their foreigners are as good as most of the foreigners in all the Asian teams, but the rest of them are not up to the scratch of the equivalent Asian players, by and large. That's just the simple truth of it, isn't it? And it's pretty much the same for Sydney too. I mean, they performed heroically last night with a 3-3 draw, but generally they've been found out all the time as well whenever they've played in the Asian Champions League. And it's probably the same sort of thing. Victory have had some good performances. Victory have actually beaten Shanghai SIPG, haven't they?
They have. That's right.
It was a dead rubber.
Doesn't matter.
So, but they did have a win. But look, Sydney, got to feel sorry for them. Three times they were ahead, weren't they? Three times pegged back, lack of concentration. Didn't know how to close the game down. That's what it's like in these big tournaments, you know?
That's right. You make one mistake. You'll switch off for a moment,
and it
comes back to haunt you.
Maybe our teams just try and play too much football, is it? which is a laudable aim, but if you're going to go toe-to-toe with a team that's better than you, you're probably going to get beat. Whereas the clubs that have actually done well in the Asian Champions League, West Sydney and Adelaide, who, you know, Adelaide made a final, made a semi-final.
Yeah, they did.
And West Sydney won it. They essentially were very defensive sides who
very
played
solid
on the counter, who basically were very well organised. Two banks of four or four and a five, didn't really try to take the game, played on the counter, let the other team come on to them. And maybe when you're not as good as the opposition man for man, that's probably the only way you can get results. And they did it. Now, it's to the credit of Victory and Sydney that they do go out and try and play. But by and large, it's going to be a car crash a lot of the time when they do.
And it was certainly Sydney's best chance at winning a game in the Asian Champions League last night. They came so close, it would certainly feel like a loss, given that they did draw 3-3. And it just shows...
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you're in it three times and you're still in front right near the death.
Well,
yeah,
that's it. And you can't switch...
Like a loss.
You can't switch off, you know, even if there's only 4 or 5 minutes left to go. And unfortunately, that's what they did.
Yeah,
and Elkerson punished them.
Man, got to give credit to the opposition.
Oh,
three
yeah.
times away from home, you're behind. It's not an accident that they keep coming back and scoring. You
Look,
know,
each one of their goals was fantastic.
Oscar with two assists on the night.
But both the headers were put into places that the players were there, could attack the ball. That's special. And the last finish by the Brazilian, the third Brazilian, was just a class act.
Look, yeah, there's a
one
lot
look,
of,
he just finished it.
there's a lot of things that go into this result. Partly it's the players, but I think it's the system that nurtures them. There is no competitive pressure, really, in the A-League. Mm. More than half the league makes the finals. You can win it. You can become the champion by finishing fifth at the end of the season. There's no relegation. There's not enough games. 27 games, you know, if you want to be battle-hardened, really, really sort of tough, good professionals, you know, we need to play absolute minimum 32 games, and you know, probably more per season to get players to, you know, a real grounding in the game, and also have pressure put on them, like, well, you know, why do we have six teams in the finals? You know, well, why don't we just have four if we've got to have finals? Why don't we, and obviously we should have promotion and relegation and real pressure put on teams who aren't performing.
Yep, no, you speak a lot of sense. By the way, there's a pretty good game coming up on Saturday night. We're just talking to Oriol Riera. What did you make of the chances of the Wanderers to finally break the curse and beat Sydney?
Oh, look, you know, on form, Sydney have got to be odds-on favourites, haven't they? You know, but they're backing up after a pretty harrowing game midweek. There'll be a mental letdown, I would have thought, after that result. They need to pick themselves back up, and we've seen it many a time when City go poorly against most teams, if they're in the middle of a bad run against everyone else. They're liable to lift themselves for the derby, and Wanderers are in a bit like that sort of position now, aren't they? Going poorly, but probably lift themselves, so you'd have to say it's 50-50.
And Lynchy, just looking at Melbourne Victory before we move on from the whole discussion, they really have obviously recruited a number of highly rated players. Do you think that they should have done a lot better in the Asian Champions League with their squad depth?
Well, I don't know. They've got a deep squad. I mean, they're top-heavy, aren't they? You know, their best 11 should really be probably winning the A-League, or at least top two. Toivonen and Honda are...
Boehner. Boehner. I think
He's all right. He's not a standout. But Toivonen and Honda, I mean, these blokes scored at the World Cup less than a year ago, you know. I mean, there's no other A-League team have got imports that quality, is there?
No, that's true.
You know? So they're very top-heavy, though. You know, Costa Barbarousis had a good season. But, you know, well, you know, he's sort of been in and out, hasn't he? And he's not played and he's been injured. And Niedermeyer, he's been on the treatment table more than he's played, probably, or it feels that way. Honda, I don't think Honda's been fantastic. I mean, I don't think he's been great.
He hasn't been fit for a long time.
Well, he looks as, I'd be struggling to give him more than 6 out of 10 for the season, really, at this point. You know, I mean, he looked as if he was going to be a 9.5 or 10 out of 10 that first few weeks. And then he gets injured. He doesn't play for 6 or 7 weeks. He's not really made any massive, significant differences. I just think Toivonen's been better for them over the course of the season than Honda has myself.
Mm. And Toivonen took a while to get going. He didn't play in the first 3 or 4 games. Yeah.
So, you know, and it's the world's longest off-season. I mean, there's no excuse, you know. They played in the World Cup and they didn't have to start playing until mid-October. I mean, virtually every other player who played in the World Cup, certainly in European leagues, finished in July and was back in action in their clubs in August. I mean, there's no excuse.
No excuse. What do you think the objective was for Kevin Muscat in the Asian Champions League?
Well, his objective was to try and win it and definitely try and get out of the group. I mean, this is an embarrassment for Victory, actually. I mean, they qualified more than anyone else, haven't they, for the Asian Champions League? Was this their 7th or 8th campaign in it? And only once have they ever got out of the group. Adelaide have got a miles better record in the Champions League than Victory. West Sydney, to me, still the greatest club achievement in any sport by any Australian club, winning the Asian Champions League. I mean, that probably does sort of sit stick in the throat a bit, I'd say, of the Victory hierarchy, because they have been the biggest club and the most successful in domestic terms, but they just can't get the business done when they go into continental competition, can they?
Not at all. And I thought there were a lot of gaps in Victory's defence last night.
Well, you know, they haven't got a world-class defence, have they? And, I mean, you know, they left Niedermayer out. They could only pick the 3 foreigners they did. In the end, you know, you select your squad and you make choices. And in the end, if you don't pick the right squad, or you don't pick the right squad at the start of the season to give you not just options for the Champions League, but for the league, you end up being, you know, penalised for it. And they haven't really invested very much in defenders. They've invested in attacking midfielders and strikers, haven't they? And that may work for you in the domestic competition. It's not going to work for you in the Asian competition because that's what the Asian teams do, and the quality of striker that they invest in is, by and large, a million times better than what you find facing in the A-League, you know? So any mistake, bang, you get punished.
Michael Lynch is talking to us on FNR. It's George and Louise. Michael, I hear that Melbourne Victory are about to make a major player announcement tomorrow. Any clues about who it might be?
We all wait this with bated breath. I've won a day off, mate. I haven't chased it up.
So they didn't tell you anything? No clues?
I didn't ask.
You didn't ask?
I'm not working today, mate. I'm clearing out my shed. I'm having a day off. And I decided I'm not picking up the phone. I'm not ringing anyone. You're the only football call I've taken all day.
Well, I'm very chuffed about that, by the way. Very chuffed to hear.
Occasionally, one has to draw the line, and I drew the line today.
Speaking of drawing the line, what did you make of Tottenham's opening effort against Manchester City at the new White Hart Lane?
Well, fantastic result. I mean, terrible penalty decision, great save by Lloris, and fantastic individual effort by Son near the end. Better than them, I suppose we're better than City, a mature performance. If they can nick one up there at the end, I'd say you have to get 3. And, keeping a clean sheet in these home legs is the most important thing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, 100%.
Drawing 0-0 is often better than winning 3-2.
Can't argue. Are you thinking that Liverpool are looking like they might survive and really put it to City towards the end of the competition?
In the Premier League?
In the EPL, yes.
No, I think City will win it. I think they've just got a better all-round depth of squad.
Very good. And who's going to be the other side that makes the top 4?
After Spurs.
You're thinking Arsenal or Chelsea?
Chelsea, I'd say.
Oh, there you go. Well, for someone who's just, enjoyed a day out in his man cave and not answered any calls today, I really appreciate it, Michael. Thank you for joining us.
I've booked a hard rubbish collection for Monday. And given that I'm working Friday, Saturday and Sunday, today was the only day I had a chance to actually get all the guff out on the road and get everything done that I needed to do. And my next door neighbour, Philip, was very kindly off work too, and he helped me cart it all out. So that's why I didn't bother ringing anyone. I'll know what it's about before I turn up tomorrow, don't worry. But,
and Louise, by the way, was responsible for the perfect day that you got that allowed you to get on with all your work.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually, you know, just being able to, I'm trying to turn my garage into a kind of den, you know, rather than,
coming up, I can hear it.
I think cars are inanimate objects made of metal. They don't need protection. They don't need to live in garages and houses. They can just stay out and get wet.
Are you calling another game with your son this weekend?
No, because I know he's doing the Heidelberg-Bentley game up at Olympic Village on Saturday evening, but I've got City and Adelaide on Saturday night, and I've got Victory and Mariners on Sunday. So no NPL for me this week, but I've done the last twice, actually. Yeah, the last 2 weeks I've had a bit of a meander down and a chat and a commentary. I don't know. I haven't had any feedback, so I don't know what people make of it.
Thank you very much for joining us, Michael. All the very, very best for the weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Michael Lynch there.